You shall have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, in today's Gospel, we see how our Lord Jesus, he is not only God and man, but he is also a prophet and the Messiah. Jesus said that he will be put to death on the cross, because many people who do not like him want to see him die. We prepare during Lent for the celebration of Easter, but at the very end of Lenten time, there awaits us the Holy Week, the sad and sorrowful week when we have to see our Lord Jesus die on the cross. But there was a very good reason why the disciples and all the people who loved Jesus had to see him die. And as our Lord said, that was to be so that many of you, namely his listeners, shall believe in me. That he wanted that people would base their belief and love to Jesus on God's power and not men. Because if they would first see him put to death and die and then resurrect on Easter, they would surely believe that he is the one, he is Messiah, he is God who was sent to take away all of our sins. And since we celebrate, or since we have this Lent with our Blessed Virgin Mary, I wanted to also mention that, and just like Mary, when she waited Jesus to be born, she waited her own Messiah, her own Redeemer. Also, for many centuries, the chosen people of God, the Jews, they waited their Messiah to come. And Mary waited our Lord's birth in the flesh, and also the Jews, the chosen people, waited the triumph of the Messiah, the one chosen one who would take away all their sadness and suffering. But the Messiah, whom Mary waited and whom the Jews waited, they were very different. Jesus, our Lord, and he did not come into the world to win over the world, but make a victory over sin. The Jews waited that there would come some mighty king who would rule them gloriously and who would establish a great nation where everybody could be well, could live well and be happy in this life. But Jesus came as a king who comes as the victor over the sin. Jews understood in today's gospel that he truly was God, since he said, "I am the beginning." And many people believed in him, but some condemned him as a blasphemer. And because of our sins, because of the evil in the world, Jesus had to first die before he could take away our sin. But when we celebrate, when we spend Lent and wait that glorious happening to take place, we have today do our own share of penance. It was also for our sins that Jesus was put to death. It was also for our sake that he had to suffer so much. And when we remember our own guilt in crucifying Jesus on the cross, we should take a good look at ourselves and think that, am I truly the one who has followed Jesus faithfully, or have I oftentimes run away scared, as so many people did? If we spend this Lent with Mary, if we wait the birth and the coming of the Messiah, who takes away sin instead of high and mighty king who rules over the nations, then this Messiah who takes away sin will be our Redeemer also. With him we will have a joyful Easter one day, and what most importantly, through his gift, we will have also the glorious reward in heaven. God bless you, In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.